faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Rocketed as a baby from the exploding planet Krypton, he grew to manhood here on Earth, whose yellow sun and lighter gravity gave him fantastic superpowers. In the city of Metropolis, unknown to anyone, he poses as mild-mannered Clark Kent, television and newspaper newsman with the Daily Planet and the Galaxy Broadcasting System, but really battles evil all over the Earth and beyond as Superman. Superman versus the Solartron Belt. In the Galaxy Broadcasting System Sports Television Studio, wise-cracking, clowning sports presenter Steve Lombard is preparing for the evening telecast.
Lombard, get your face away from the other end of my camera. Now, don't play around, man. Take your nose from the lens.
Thought you'd like a real good look at my handsome...
Bad enough. Gotta look at your mug and keep it in focus. 5 nights a week, Lombard. A magnified close-up I can do without.
Mickey, is that any way to talk about a face adored by...
By a few dozen at most, Steve Lombard. Just spare us the nursery clowning and go back to your desk, ready to start the run-through.
Just sometimes I don't know which grumbles more, you or your stomach.
Come on, Steve. How many more times I gotta tell you to cut fooling around? Always playing for cheap laughs at another guy's expense. Now get back to that desk.
Okay.
What the hell?
Where's your studio pass, mister?
As I said, friend, I have business with Steve Lombard. Long overdue business that won't wait. There you are, Lombard, you good-for-nothing, muscle-bound lunkhead. Remember me?
Well, I don't believe my papers. Sheesh, after all these years, and right out of the blue. Gang, say hello to Leo Maury, my college roommate from Empire University days.
Lombard, you know the rules about visitors on the set.
Lighten up, Josh. Me and Leo, we haven't laid eyes on each other since... Heck, not since graduation day, eh, pal? Oh, that egg routine I pulled on you that day was the master stroke of all my practical jokes, no?
Without a doubt, roommate.
Hey, guys, I catapulted a dozen rotten eggs at this old roomie of mine just as he was about to be handed his diploma. Some joke.
Yes, right over my cap and gown. Great joke.
Yeah. Oh, we had more laughs than most roomies, no doubt. Oh, shake hands on it, eh? Hey, that's some grip you got there. Don't tell me you've gone to gymnasium to fill out the gaps in that skinny, featherweight body of yours.
Not a gymnasium, old friend, because mere exercise couldn't begin to accomplish what good old Leo Maury's done to himself since that memorable graduation day we both recall so vividly. But enough talk. It's time for a demonstration.
Stop it!
Oh, my God! Hey, he's swinging Lombard around like a toy.
You see, Lombard, a good grip is one thing, but without a good arm to back it up, it doesn't get you very far. Still, I don't have to tell the famous strong-arm swinger Lombard about that, do I? It was your strong arm that made you the best-remembered quarterback EU ever turned out. The same strong arm you used to push me down and throw me around when you wanted a cheap laugh, like so! Well, good day, gentlemen. I'll see you another time, Lombard.
Too bad we didn't know about this in advance. We could have sold tickets.
I'm getting the impression Steve Lombard is not exactly man of the year around here. Well, hello, Lana. Welcome to the party.
I heard the row from outside. What's it about?
Oh, some little guy walked in off the street and started wiping up the set with Lombard.
Diggity. Hold on, fellas. After all the years he's bullied Clark Kent, I'd pay to see the tables turned.
Maybe so, Miss Lang, but you know that guy didn't even have a hair out of place?
Hey, it must have been that fella that brushed past me in the corridor. Hey, he must be 75 pounds lighter than Lombard. My, it looks like a tornado gave Steve Lombard a tour of the studio.
Oh, Oh, a helm. My leg.
Hey, this isn't funny anymore, guys. A lot more than Steve's ego may be bruised.
Hey, you sure you can walk, Steve?
I guess so.
We'd better get you checked in the infirmary.
Phone for you, Steve. It's the boss, Mr. Edge. He wants to see you now.
That's all I need. Well, tell him!
He said no, Steve. No, no, no!
Okay. I'm going.
Come in, Lombard.
You wanted to see me, Mr. Edge?
Lombard, the latest viewer research figures on the 6 o'clock news were far from favorable, at least in your case.
Just how far, sir?
I'm going to give you this straight from the shoulder, Lombard, because I know that's the way you'd want it. As you may well be aware, in a TV market the size of Metropolis, the loss of even one rating point can mean a difference of millions in advertising dollars. A number of independent surveys over the past year have indicated your popularity with the viewers has been, how shall I put this, in a fixed downturn that could succinctly be described as a skydive, Lombard. Subsequently, I'm left with no alternative but to let you go. Weatherman Oscar Asherman will handle your sportscaster seat till we find a suitable replacement.
Oh, Bosma, Mr. Edge, sir, please, oh, please. Give me another chance. I can turn it all around. You'll see.
We're not talking about scoring touchdowns on the field here. As brutal as your quarterback days used to be, it's like a badminton game when you compare it with the brutal realities of the TV market today. My decision is final, Steve. Your service is no longer welcome at WGBS. Meanwhile, thousands of miles away in a cluster of uninhabited islands in the Pacific Ocean, Superman has agreed to the Navy's request to act as a moving target for their new 5X missile.
I've got to admit, I'm really impressed. I figured I'd lose it within 10 seconds once I began my super maneuvers. But I was way off mark. For the past 6 minutes, I've been flying over the Pacific on a dizzy course that I thought would give them a run for their money. Yet through all my gyrations, the 5X has been close to my Kryptonian cap. Of course, it would be no contest if I accelerated to super speed velocities. But all things considered, I'd say the 5X passed its first test flight with soaring colors. And judging from the positive reactions my supervision is picking up from the Navy officers below on the battleship, the official consensus seems to be in unanimous agreement. I'll just catch the 5X and take it down to them on the ship. Here you are, gentlemen. And you need have no doubts about the 5X heat-seeking guidance unit. It proved to be sensitive enough to even home in on my body temperature.
We thank you, Superman. And your country thanks you.
Yet our Cape Champion is already too preoccupied to offer a reply. For in between supertasks, the man from Krypton's innermost thoughts invariably focus on the personal problems of the day. And now he knows he must be back at WGBS Studios to take his place as Clark Kent, the mild-mannered newsman, before his absence is noticed.
Hey, Clark. I wonder where you were. Meet our new cub reporter, Justin Moore.
Hi, Lana. Hi, Justin.
Oh, great to meet you. I was just telling Lana how I've always wondered about the secret of your double life.
My double life?
You said it. Any mortal man who can hold down the jobs of stern newspaper reporter and TV anchorman at the same time must have a secret.
Oh, well, it's just a matter of putting one's nose to the grindstone and, hey, wait a minute. What's the story down there? There's a guy taking Steve Lombard's name off the door.
Yeah, well, Mr. Edge fired Lombard last night, Clark. He came in this morning, cleaned out his desk, and said, so long, and that was that.
Great Scott. Poor Steve.
Yeah, but he deserves something like this. See how he bullies guys like you and always sort of seems...
That evening, at Clark Kent's apartment at 344 Clinton Street, the doorbell rings.
Come on in, Steve. Hey, I was sorry to hear about
you. No, sure, Cloggy, sure. And I bet you're really broken up about the prospect of not having old Steve around to make you the butt of bad taste office jokes.
Sure, everyone knows you like to have a few laughs now and then at my expense, but I've always known deep down you were a decent fella.
Clark, you're too much. In spite of everything I've done to you, I think you really meant every word of that.
Steve, you better sit down. You don't look so good.
I feel lots worse than I look. It's comeuppance time, Clarky. I guess the time has come for me to start paying up for all the cheap laughs I've got from guys like you. And if you think I'm a pain now, you should have seen me back in college.
True.
Oh, yeah. I was a real sweetheart, all right. Leo Maury was a 125-pound beanpole who happened to be a nice guy. Trouble was, he also had the rotten luck of having me for a roommate. Oh, poor Leo. Every chance I got, I would play dirty pranks on him. But cross my heart, Clark, Leo Maury was so easygoing, always figured he took it in his stride. Well, at least that's what I thought until yesterday. I guess you saw the disaster scene in Studio B last night.
Didn't I just? But wait, you're saying the wild man who wrecked the studio was Leo Maury?
The one and only. But how could a beanpole like that do such a demolition job on me? And what's worse, I can't shake the feeling he isn't through with me yet. The look in his eyes last night, one part hatred, one part revenge. Bad enough he kept all that resentment bottled up at college, and then all the years his grudge against me must have grown and festered. Oh, let's face it, Clark, if Leo Maury is still out to get me, it wouldn't be too tough to track me down. Oh, my gosh. It's Maury. He smashed right through the wall.
Up and at 'em, roommate Lombard. Time to pick up where we left off. Time for more fun and games, Steve Areno. You remember? Just like the old days. Well, I'm gonna break you like I do this table.
Please, Mr. Maury, let's all sit down and try and settle these grievances with Steve in a reasonable manner.
Forget it, Clarky. If Leo and I are gonna fight it out one-to-one, I don't want a milksop like you cramping my style. Now get out in that corridor.
Oh, that's it, Steve. Manhandle a guy with glasses. Oh, you haven't changed. Once a bully, always a bully. Finally letting you have it after all these years won't be a pleasure. It'll be pure ecstasy.
Get out, Clarky.
Oh,
come on, get out.
No, oh,
okay,
Steve,
I'll throw you out.
Oh, get...
Okay, Maury. You want me? Come and get me.
What do you know? Steve's tough guy routine is just a cover to get me out of my apartment for my own safety. Always knew he really cared. This is nothing short of a job for Superman.
And back in the apartment.
How, Lombard, does this flimsy 125-pound weakling frame of mine give me the strength to smash walls and tear you limb from limb?
You gotta tell me, Leo.
The answer has been right in front of you all along, right here. My experimental Solartron belt. Think back, Rumi. In between suffering the constant humiliation caused by your pranks, I was a brilliant physics major, remember?
Yeah, you were a regular Einstein. We all knew that.
But what nobody knew was how my applied scientific genius would one day grant me the means to finally settle a score between us. My belt buckle is really an ultra-sophisticated solar receptor drawing massive amounts of raw energy from the sun. Energy which is then infused into my muscle tissue via the intricate network of microsensors inside my uniform.
I get the picture, Leo. No need to demonstrate it. Yeah, when that fist hits me, my head's gonna go look like an exploding watermelon. No, please, please, please.
But intercepting the lethal hand even faster than Steve's widened eyes can register, even faster than his frightened wits can think, comes another hand, grasping the flashing arm of Maury.
Superman!
Lucky I happened to spot this hole in Clark Kent's apartment wall as I was flying by. Outside, Mr. Maury, you and I have to talk.
You interrupted a personal fight, Superman, between me and Steve Lombard. No one else.
When private property is damaged and human lives are at stake, I take it very personally, Maury.
How do you know my name?
We'll get to that later, after you've calmed down and turned off that belt of yours.
I'll consider it.
Ah, Cut that out, Murray. That's my jaw you've kicked.
I'll turn this belt off after I've used my newfound abilities to pound my former roomie out of his measly life. Don't you understand? I can't stop now. It's the only way to give vent to the rage that's been seething in me all these years.
I'm coming for you, Murray. Ouch, Murray. That hurt.
I have no quarrel with you, Superman. In fact, we could be friends after this ugly episode is over. You're not the type to carry a grudge, I trust. Keep clear, Superman, or I shall have to finish you, too.
Something odd about that solar-powered belt. Its energy quotient seemed to multiply several times over after I came in close contact. But why? Sorry, Murray. Well justified or not, I can't allow you to lay another finger on Lombard. Not as long as you're wearing that belt.
Keep clear, Superman.
I was afraid of something like this. My microscopic vision reveals the advanced transducer circuits are not only absorbing solar energy from the sun, but from my Kryptonian molecules as well.
I'm sorry about this, Superman. I never meant to hurt you, but you are leaving me no choice.
Obviously, I can't risk another close encounter with Murray without boosting his energy level still more. No, a direct assault just won't do.
Turning tail at the last second? That's not like you, Superman. Why do I get the feeling you're up to something?
As I derive my powers from the Earth's sun, to the sensors on Murray's belt, I must appear as a sort of flying solar energy battery. What I need is another approach entirely. No doubt, Murray's basically a decent fella, but the more powerful he gets, the less rational he becomes. What was once a mere grudge has mushroomed into a rampaging obsession that can only be quenched by Steve's death. That is, unless I can reach the decent Murray deep within that solar-energized body. Hey, that glass-sided building. It's reflective, highly reflective.
And fast as an arrow, sure as an eagle, Superman lands on a ledge. Perched on the wall of the great glass-sided building, he turns and faces the fiendish incoming Murray.
I'll try to make your demise as swift as... What the devil?
Take a close look at your reflection in the glass. What do you see?
That's Leo Murray. But I always thought he was a peace-loving physicist. A man with a gentle heart would never hurt a soul, not even his worst enemy. Oh, good gravy, what am I doing up here?
As I hoped, seeing his own reflection was enough to reach the inner Murray for a brief moment. Long enough for me to remove his deadly belt at super speed and super throw it into the stratosphere, fast enough to guarantee the belt is vaporized away by the heat of air friction until the entire power center explodes as a solar eruption.
What am I doing up here? I'm deathly afraid of heights. I'm feeling dizzy. I'm falling.
Relax, Mr. Murray. I've got you now.
What? Oh, Superman. Oh, thank the stars you showed up.
You're safe now, Mr. Murray.
I can't remember anything of the last few days. My mind is in such a haze. I'm
sure the worst is all behind you. But I'm going to fly you to the hospital and let some doctors look you over to make sure.
And back at Clark Kent's apartment, an open hole in the wall and a shaken Steve Lombard. And, of course, Clark Kent himself.
But, Steve, you must have some sort of plan about what you're going to do now, where you're going to go.
Not even an inkling, Clarky. I'm just going to take it a day at a time and see what happens. Thanks to Superman, I'm alive and well. But I'll never have another pal like you, Clarky. You were always a friend to me, no matter how much I dumped on you. I'll never forget Superman, and I'll never forget you, and you can bank on that.
So long, Steve. Good luck.
I've learned a big lesson, Clark. Time for me to grow up and start heading down that long, lonesome road.
And so, evil is conquered once again, and another man, another soul, owes his very existence to Superman. Superman.